David, just curious how much you feel as though you'll be playing with under less heavy expectation in Columbus than maybe you were in Toronto, and just how heavy that became to bear for you playing with your hometown team, perceived as a savior, ..
No, you know what? I think you always have expectations of yourself. I think coming into Toronto, I had those expectations, and coming there as well, you still have expectations of yourself. I think a fresh start and to get back to, you know, being played the way I did in Jersey and get back to myself, I think that's something I'm excited for, is that opportunity. And from the sounds of it, that's, you know, what'll happen there. And for me, I think, I don't regret playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs or signing there. It was a something I dreamed of as a boy, was to one day play in the NHL, and I was very fortunate enough to do that, to get to where that jersey was proud. And it was, I wish things would have went better, but I'm excited to get into town and be a part of the next chapter of my life.
Was it just the system, though, or did it feel heavy for you? Did it feel like the expectations were...
Well, I think when you play in a city like Toronto, there's things that the fans are very passionate. They're, you know, they're some of the best fans in the league, just because of how much they want to win. And there is more media there, obviously. But at the end of the day, I think as a player, the expectations I have of myself are the same no matter where you play. You want to do well, and it didn't go as planned, but that's what I'm hoping to do when I get to Columbus.
Thank you.
No problem. Next question. David, it's Chris Johnson from Sportsnet here in Toronto. Just curious, did you ever have any talks with management about a trade, and did it take you by surprise yesterday?
Was it new to me? Yeah, I woke up having a nap, woke up and just looked to see what time it was, and had a message there to call my agent. So, everything was kind of was new, but we're excited as a family. I have two little ones at home, and we're excited to get down there and to be a part of it.
Thanks.
No problem.
David, this is Steve Wina from the Canadian Press in Toronto. You mentioned how it didn't go according to plan with the Leafs. Why do you think it kind of didn't go the way you wanted it to go over the past couple of years?
You know what, I'm kind of a big believer on looking ahead, what's ahead, and looking into the future. And so that's all I'm worried about right now. I think, I think obviously there's no secret the suspension. Then I had a couple of injuries last year, and this year breaking my cheek there, and then, you know, getting off to a start. But I think also the role I played in Jersey was a lot different than I played here in Toronto. And for me personally, I hope to get back to that and get back to playing the way I know I can and doing that in Columbus.
David, it's Kevin McGrann here with the Toronto Star. What's your take on the Leafs as they stand now? Do you think they need a big rebuild, or do you think they're better than what the record indicates?
Yeah, I believe they're better than what the record indicates. They've got a great group of guys in that room. It's obviously hard. It's hard when, especially with the coaching change, and you have someone that comes in, and he's one of the nicest men I've ever played for. And, you want to win so bad as a team, and we couldn't find ways to win. Or confidence is a big thing in hockey, and you guys know that more than anybody. And I think a lot of us as players and everybody was tending to lose their confidence there a bit, and the puck wasn't going in. But I'll tell you, from being in that room, they've got a great group of guys. I really believe that the record there doesn't indicate the team or what's there.
Hey, David, it's Rob Longley from the Toronto Sun. I'm wondering if it was how difficult it was over the last few weeks with, you know, the talk of rumors of trades and such, and the losing streak. How difficult was it to be in that dressing room on a daily basis?
Well, it's hard. You know, we're all, we all try to stick to ourselves and do our own things, but we're all competitive. I think you guys know that, and that's what helped us get to where we were being competitive. And it's not fun when you're losing and you know, all these things are written around you, and you try to ignore it, but you know, I think sometimes it gets here. The puck's bouncing the wrong way, or it's not going in one night, and it just seemed to spiral on us as a team. I will say that coaching staff there is amazing, especially, you know, from Steve Spott and Steos, and I think Stevie coming in, the job he's done with those young guys has been amazing, and I know I've mentioned it already, but it's truly a great group of guys in that room, and I think it was just something where confidence and things just tended to spiral out of control for us a little bit, and it hurt us.
Was there anything at all about your time in Toronto that surprised you? I mean, you knew sort of what the market was like when you came in, but was there anything that took you a little bit by surprise?
You know, I don't know if it took me by surprise. Like you said, I think I knew going in what was coming and what was ahead. I think some of it was tough. I tried not to read it. I don't have Twitter. I don't have Facebook. I don't have any of that stuff. But you have family around you, and that sometimes you read. It was hard when something was written that wasn't true or was, you know, written about you. But I think that's part of being a pro. You've got to, you know, you go to work and your job's on the ice in the room. You don't worry about what's around you. And I'm fortunate enough, like I've said in the past, I have two kids at home. And when I left that rink and it was a bad day, my daughter would say something funny and make me laugh or do something. So it kind of took you away from what was going on.
Good, thanks.
Hey, David. Ryan Kennedy from the Hockey News. Looking back at your time in Toronto, what would be the most positive memory for you?
You know what? I think the fans here were amazing. This is a place that I got a chance to play and to see how passionate the fans were. For me personally, I think the highlight was that first day when I signed that piece of paper and to see the look on my dad's face of how you know, proud he was, not just that I was in the NHL, but I was able to sign with a team like the Toronto Maple Leafs and to be a part of something that my dad raised me of cheering for as a young boy. I would say that was definitely one of the highlights.
Thank you.
No problem.
Hey, David, Rick Geffen from Fox Sports, Ohio.
Yes.
Looking ahead, I'm doing well. Looking ahead, you say you think that coming to Columbus, you can maybe get back to the way you played in New Jersey. How do you see yourself fitting in with your style of play with arguably the youngest team in the league right now?
Well, I think, like you said, it's a young team, and me being older and playing in the league for a while. But for me personally, I'm going in there just going to feel things out and learn myself. But I think the big thing is that they play a fast-paced game. They play a very hard-nosed, in-your-face. They work hard. They're a hard-working team. And for me, I think it fits me well the way I play. And you know, I'm really excited to get down there. I come in later tonight and to get to know some of the guys, but to also get back and get on the ice playing.
Thank you.
No problem.
David, Aaron Portstein, Columbus Dispatch. Any update with your immigration issues and when you may be arriving to town?
Yeah, I'm from what I know right now, I'm hopefully going to be on a plane tonight at 8:30, and I'll be in there tonight by 10-something, so hopefully be able to play tomorrow.
Hey, David, Rick Geffen from Fox Sports, Ohio again.
Yes, okay.
With Sky Hartnell, obviously when he was with the Flyers and you were with New Jersey, you guys played against each other quite a bit. What's it going to be like for you to have him on your team now?
You know what, I've had some texts from some of the players on the team, and he was one of the guys that reached out to me. And so I always loved the way he played. I think he played that style of playing hard, and, you know, we obviously battled quite a bit there, the Philly and Devil days when there was a big rivalry there. But I'm looking forward to it. I think anytime you move places, you play against guys and you know, you're not their biggest fan because, you know, you're always in each other's face. And when you play together, you tend to get along very well. So I don't know him very well, but I'm looking forward to getting to know him and getting into town.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
David, Aaron Portstein again, Columbus Dispatch. Without going on too long, can you say with any detail how you role in New Jersey versus how you saw your role with the Leafs? What was different about those two jobs?
You know what? I think it was a tough situation. I had signed here and I got suspended 10 games. And when I came back, our power play in Toronto was clicking. And, you know, so it's tough for a coach or anybody to put you in a role. And so I kind of was getting my feet under me. And then with an elbow injury, and there was just a lot of things that went on that kind of kept setting me back. And I'm just looking forward to getting in there and getting a fresh start. And, you know, like I said, just getting back to the way that that I know I can play and the role that I played in New Jersey. I'm just excited about that.
Thanks.
No problem.
David, Laurie Schmidt, 97.1 The Fan. You talked about how your future teammates have reached out to you. I know they found out during warm-ups last night, so maybe you haven't heard from a lot of them, but what sort of reception are you getting?
Yeah, very good. You know what? I've had quite a few of them reach out through text, just letting me know when I get in and letting me know how nice a place it is to play. And to be honest with you, it goes a long way. I think for me personally, too, when the news came out, I had five or six of the guys from the Leafs before the game, which was probably too close. You know, some guys thought I was late trying to get hold of me, thinking I was late for the game. But the amount of phone calls and texts I got from the guys in that room that I was very close with, it meant a lot. And, like I mentioned, it's a great room there in Toronto. They got a good group of guys, and I wish them all the best. But it was very nice, the messages I got from the Columbus guys just welcoming me to the team and letting me know how great a city it is to play in.